It spins fully charged, recharged.
No Dave this week. While he's away, though, the girly quiz must be played as per usual this morning with a very special man.
It's the girly quiz. Makeup, nails, and hair. How will Dave do? Will he need you?
Come on, ladies, let's get quizzy.
Welcome to the girly quiz. Once a week, myself, Aisling, and the women of Dublin, we come together and we tend to bully our Dave, try and teach him a thing or two about women.
Yes, we cover all sorts of topics, boobs, bums, makeup, hair, clothes, all sorts. And for that reason, sometimes we do get into slightly PG 12s, 15s territory, maybe.
Or parental advisory or 18 plus. So,
yes.
With that in mind, we sometimes find ourselves in uncharted waters. If there's kids in the car this morning, just keep your hand on the dial because we don't know where this is going to go, especially because we've got a brand new guest on the girly quiz this
week. And he's liable to say absolutely anything.
I heard this fella's absolutely wild and crazy.
He's a controversial character.
That person this morning is Aisling's boyfriend, Alex.
Woo! Hey, hello everyone. How are you?
It is your first time on Fully Charged.
First time, yeah. Very nervous.
I think it's fair to say you are allergic to being on the radio.
I am. I live my life in a way that avoids any public speaking, including radio, and yet here I am.
Here you are in front of a microphone, your worst nightmare, but with your dream girl.
I know. Here we are together.
Oh, guys, if you could see his eyes right now, they're just like the heart emoji face.
Yep, two hard eyes.
with a small fist clenched underneath the desk.
Did you get more sleep last night, Alex?
I did, yeah. The jet lag's not affecting me too well.
Oh, I'm talking. You're still talking about Mexico. I meant, are you not nervous about this?
Oh.
He's absolutely grand, so.
Yeah, this is easy. I got this.
So, in a couple of weeks, or actually next week rather, Emma's boyfriend Jack is going to be sitting where you're sitting.
Yeah,
He's an English man. He's quite confident. He's actually feeling happy enough about coming on to do the girly quiz.
He's excited. He's wondering who he can invoice.
Yeah, my goal is just to beat him.
Okay.
Yeah, I just want
to... You see, that's what you need. If you're struggling to get your fella on the radio, make it a competition with another fella.
That's what I said.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Is that what changed things for Alex, would you say?
I think it is. It required a little bit of convincing, didn't it?
You had to twist my arm a little bit.
I did. Yeah, I promised him.
You are an avid online listener to Fully Charged every morning. You're an avid listener to the Girly Quiz.
On the Go Loud app, flat out.
Yeah, we will see how we go. Are you ready to go?
I'm ready.
Standing by for you this morning to help you out, your dedicated phone a female is the lovely Catherine. Good morning, Catherine.
Hi.
Catherine, thank you so much for doing this. Alex, meet Catherine. Catherine, meet Alex. Any words of encouragement for Catherine, Alex?
Just help me out when I need it.
Stop flirting with her. Stop flirting with her.
I'll do my best.
Oh my God, Alex, you're flirting.
Catherine, I'm watching you. Prepare yourself, stop.
All right. With no further ado, we kick off.
Question one on the girly quiz, Alex. Describe bingo wings.
Bingo wings.
I want your full stream of consciousness, Alex.
Tough one, but I feel like I might have heard this one before.
Oh, has this term made it across the Atlantic?
I don't know. I mean, I know bingo, but I don't know bingo wings.
Okay.
You're familiar with the game of bingo?
I am, yeah.
That's excellent. That's a great start.
And you're familiar with wings?
I'm familiar with wings.
Good.
As a food.
Mm.
And bird's arms.
And planes.
In planes, yeah.
Yes. This is brilliant.
I'm going to guess that is the
he's touching
underside of the arm.
Mm-hmm.
The flabby part of the tricep.
Oh,
the tricep.
That's a scientific answer, isn't it? The flabby part of the tricep.
Yeah, the dangly lower,
And why would you know what that is? Because I don't have bingo wings.
I don't know. I think I've heard it before somewhere.
Good answer. Okay, is that your final answer?
It's my final answer.
The flabby part of the tricep?
Yeah.
You're absolutely correct.
Nice. No lifelines used.
Nope.
One question down.
One down, two to go. You're currently one up against Jack, who hasn't a chance to take this on yet. Question two. Alex, I'm going to look at you in the eyes for this and make you feel really uncomfortable. Aisling didn't want to ask you this question because she said she felt too awkward.
Oh, I am to ask this one.
In general, Alex, how soon after birth is it safe to get jiggy again?
Do you have any children, Alex?
Going straight to Catherine for this one. Not even gonna share any thought process.
Go on, have a guess. Like, what would you think?
Just imagine, Aisling's after popping out your first baby.
Ow, leave me alone.
How long do you think the ow will go on for?
Oh,
days, weeks, months, years?
It's not years, I hope. I'm going to go with months. I'd say maybe 2 months.
Gee, God, optimistic.
Catherine, we need you. Good morning. You're on morning. As Alex's phone a female. Do you remember the question?
After giving birth, I don't know the exact words, but after giving birth, what's the correct amount of time to wait before getting jiggy with it?
Yes.
Yeah, that's
all right. Catherine, what are you saying?
So they recommend 6 weeks, but yeah, it could be up to 2 months. Yeah, definitely. But they recommend 6 weeks.
I think it's important to note that Catherine is currently on maternity leave.
Oh, perfect. Catherine,
when did you give birth to your little boy or girl?
I had a little girl 4 weeks ago.
Hey, oh, so
you're still safe. But it'll be safe to say there's a big X.
Yeah.
You're still in don't come anywhere near me territory. Would that be fair to say?
100%. Okay. Don't come.
And can you imagine ever going near anyone again, Catherine?
Not for the foreseeable.
Not for right now. So Alex, you think Catherine's trustworthy on this one?
I think with her experience I can trust her.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go with 6 weeks. I'll go with her answer.
Stop flirting with her.
She's a new mother, Alex.
She's a new mother.
She's a new mother.
You're disgusting.
6 weeks, final answer. Well done. Woo!
Well, thank you, Catherine.
4 to 6 weeks, according to ours. But we won't say that too loud, Catherine. Will we? We'll move on.
Yeah. We had four now, so you could be in the clear. And I'm only joking. Catherine, God bless. Best of luck with the next few weeks.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you so much, darling.
Fair play to you.
Congratulations. Thanks. Bye. Bye. All right. 2 out of 2.
This is pretty good, Alex.
Well, yeah.
You
one
could
more.
Take a clean sweep here against Jack, but you need to get question 3 correct to win the week.
Again, funnily enough, Aisling didn't want to ask this question, Alex, because it made her feel uncomfortable. So she's asked me to look at you in the eye and ask you this question. No touching allowed. What bra size is Aisling?
I knew she'd pick something that would trick me up.
If you go smaller, we're done. It has been almost 5 years, Alex.
I know.
With these breasts in your life.
Letters and numbers are flying through my head right now.
These melons have been knocking around for 5 years.
In your face.
Yeah.
In your nose. Over here.
He's such a lucky boy.
Can I use a simplify?
Yes, you can use a simplify, but
right.
Okay.
If I want to go 3 for 3.
All right. Okay. So entering simplify mode.
Off you go, Ash. This is where she's at her sexiest. Did you see?
Yeah. I've heard that sound before.
No touching. What size are Aisling's nunga nungas? Is it A, 34B, or is it B, 32C?
Do you understand the difference between cup sizes and that? You know.
I do.
Okay.
Yeah, cool. I know the answer.
You know
that's what I thought, but I just wanted to make sure.
Oh, right.
Well, why didn't you say it then?
34B.
One would say 32C would be a sexier answer to give.
Might have been, but it's not the truth.
You are absolutely correct.
Well done.
Thank you very much.
You've gone and smashed it.
Are you smug?
A little bit, yeah. It was easy. It took like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
In and out.
Back to work. Job done.
Alex, well done. I'm a proud girl. I wish you said 32C though, but whatever. That's the truth of our relationship.
Alex, thank you so much for popping in, and the pressure is on Jack next week. Fair play. Thank you, Alex.
Very much.
Woo! USA!
Spins, fully charged. Recharged.